Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right. Rob Parker, a.k.a. Kid Dynamite.
Rob Parker.
Without the artistic ability. Y'all didn't know JJ was an artist back in the day.
That's right. I got one of his paintings hanging up.
Wow.
Really? In my apartment. Not
the
JJ,
basketball
but you
one?
No, the one where they're dancing at the nightclub.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah. You know that says the Marvin Gaye sign? Yeah. You know, that's a famous one, Chris.
Yep. No, that whoever that artist was, was great. I don't know his name. Yeah. You know who the name of him?
Yeah, I could just look real quick.
Well, it's not that big of a deal, but...
No, I'm just looking at but it's covered up.
Are the Odd Couple.
But it's a famous picture.
Yes, he's a great artist, no doubt. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
And
we got a big game tonight, Rob. The Lakers and the Bucks and LeBron James warming up. Not playing, but they're showing him on ESPN right now warming up. Might play Friday. And might I add, showing a little too much thigh. I mean, he's really got one of his shorts way up there.
What do you got?
Like John Stockton. It's pretty. If Rob G's got the TV on, yeah, it looks like Alex. Remember Alex's picture? In the tree when he had on his Speedos and
you know
nothing
what,
else, and he's all in all.
I'm a little offended you say that.
Hey,
you know
Alex,
why?
Chris can't get that out of his mind. I want.
Well,
to know.
I mean, who could, Rob? I'm just saying.
Hey, Alex, if you had a little more material on those shorts, you'd have a bikini on.
You know what's funny, Rob? I'm a little offended you guys are comparing me to this because I showed way more skin. How dare you?
that's true.
Yes, very true.
Hey, Chris, it's like the Pistons. The Bad Boy Pistons wore those. Hot pants. Remember that?
I mean, back in the day, you didn't know any better. You know what I mean? But they are coming back, Rob. They're coming back. You know, I don't know at our age if we can ever go back to that.
Nah,
but
I know I can.
They're coming back. Yeah, they're coming back. All right. We got a great show for you. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83 for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed. We got Rick Kamla. SiriusXM NBA radio host does a great job talking NBA, so that'll be a lot of fun. It's at the bottom of the hour, and we just got a great show for you, so keep it locked. Trust the brother.
Let me say this real quick. Last night, I was at the premiere or the announcement of Shannon Sharpe's new liqueur. He had a big did you see the pictures, Chris?
Yeah, I saw pictures, yes.
He has a new liqueur. A cognac, I should
Good
say.
Good for Shannon. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had it at Hollywood Park out there, you know, where SoFi Stadium is.
Right.
And I saw a lot of people from FS1, and, you know, and Joy and Jenny. And
right.
Nice crowd. And then, of course, Martin Weiss was there.
Was Skip there?
No, I did not see Skip.
I know Skip don't really go out a lot, but yeah. I was wondering if Skip wasn't there.
But there were some other people, you know, but behind the scenes people we know.
Yeah.
It was very nice. It's called L-E.
Don't destroy it.
I know. I'm going to destroy
it. Google it. Shannon Sharpe's new liqueur.
Yeah, it's P-O-R-T-I-E-R.
It's going to sound real jacked up coming from Rob Parker. La Portier. That's actually not that different. La Portier.
Yes. La Portier,
that's not
that's
that difficult to say, but okay. All right, anyway, we got super producer Rob G in full effect, as you can hear. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, our man, Brian the Loquacious One, Finley. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, some might call him the king of the NBA right now, right? I mean, you know, LeBron... still the face, I guess, until he's done. But, you know, Giannis coming off that championship. And Rob, an absolutely historic performance in the NBA Finals. And even as Milwaukee's struggling right now, no one is writing off the Bucks because they're not healthy. And once they get healthy, they're going to be right there in the hunt. But he did a big interview with GQ. And he had two quotes that got people buzzing. All right. And here they are. I'm going to read them for you, Rob. First of all, on his decision to re-sign in Milwaukee, remember a couple years ago, he resigned. Didn't look like they were going to win a championship anytime soon. He bet on himself and his teammates, and it worked out for him last year. But he said this, everybody was texting me, leave the team. It's human. I will say I want to play with the best players. I wish KD was on my team, not against me. I wish LeBron was on my team, not against me. Steph on my team. I chose to stay here even with all the pressure because it's easier to leave. That's the easy thing to do. It's easy to leave. Being in movies, easy. Space Jam, all this, easy, easy. I don't want it, though. It's hard. Life, it molds you to be this guy. Wow, okay. I don't know if those are shots at LeBron or what, but
those are shots at LeBron. He stuck his chest out. Yes, LeBron, take it. Make your terrible movie that went straight to DVD. Oh, I guess it was in the theater for a week or so.
Did you see it?
No, everybody told me it was terrible.
Well, hold on. See, I'm going to say this, and I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to watch it now. Because, Rob, and you might jump on me, but I heard the same thing about Uncle Drew. And I watched Uncle Drew, and it was good. It was good for what it was. I mean, I didn't expect, you know, the Gladiator. You know, I didn't expect American Gangster. But for what it was a good movie. Good job, Kyrie. And so now I want to check out Space Jam. I mean, I'm not 10 years old, you know. But
I'm just
still want to check out Space Jam.
But I'm just going by the reviews and the friends that
but
I talked to.
But Uncle Drew got panned too, right?
Yeah, and the friends that I talked to. Because trying to take like a 30-second, 60-second commercial and make it into a full-length movie is hard. Not even just for him, for anybody.
Right,
taking
a
character and trying to make it right.
But check it out. When you got nothing to do one night, instead of watching the Golden Girls reruns for the 338th time, watch Uncle Drew. And I'm not saying Kyrie was Denzel Washington. He wasn't. But it wasn't. It was a pretty decent little movie. All right, but anyway, here's the second thing he said that really got people talking, Rob, on what his next challenge might be after winning the title last year. Listen closely. One challenge was to bring a championship here, and we did. It was very hard, but we did. Very, very hard. I just love challenges. What's the next challenge? The next challenge might not be here. Me and my family chose to stay in this city that we all love and is taking care of us for now. In 2 years, that might change. I'm being totally honest with you. All right, there it is. Rob, I'm going to throw this at you because I know you are an old school guy that likes to see guys stay in one place for the duration. Would it be a mistake or would you be upset or, you know, bothered if Giannis left Milwaukee in a few years?
First, I don't think everybody has to stay. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I believe in
okay.
free agency, but I think there's certain great players. I think if you could stay your whole career somewhere, I think it's kind of special. I do, and I've always said this. Derek Jeter played 20 years with the Yankees. I just think he had a great career. He only wore one uniform. He didn't have to go to Tampa Bay to play his last 2 years or the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins or something like that. He played his whole career. He won. You know what I mean? He's a Yankee, period. He never wore any other uniform. So there are people like that. I always thought Tom Brady was kind of like that. And maybe a couple of Kobe wound up playing his whole career, you know, never played for Charlotte. But played his whole career in Los Angeles. So there's certain places and certain people, but not everybody, Chris. Sometimes there's a time to move on or whatnot. And if Giannis wants to move on down the road, I wouldn't be mad at him. And I don't think even Milwaukee. He delivered. When he signed back with Milwaukee, he got killed. Oh, you're dumb. You're stupid. You'll never win. I remember all these NBA guys just going off on him. They were so mad because they wanted him to go to Miami or they wanted him to go to Golden State. And he just didn't want to do it. And whether it was by hook or crook, Chris, and things aligned for him and there were injuries with Brooklyn, whatever, he won a championship. And the thing I love the most about the championship that he won is the bug. He won it off the bugaboo, right? He couldn't make free throws.
Right.
And he made 18 out of 19 or whatever it was, 17 out of 18.
17 out of 19.
Right. 17 out. Chris, am I right? If he misses half of those, maybe they don't win that game and there's a game seven and they might lose. I loved how he went about it, what he wound up doing, and I don't think anybody in Milwaukee, he delivered a championship, would have any bones after this point.
All right. You surprised me because I thought you would, you know, be like, oh, he should stay. Don't be like everybody else and all that. But I agree with you. Giannis is a made man at this point. And he's a made man who did it without a super team. He did it in a small market. He did it in the place that drafted him. He did it when everybody was saying he was stupid, he was wrong.
Yep, everybody.
So he's a made man. He can leave whenever he wants. And Rob, people don't even think about this. But guess who else left Milwaukee after delivering a championship? You know, a couple years later. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And now we do remember him more as a Laker, obviously, because he won 5 championships, even though all of his time in Milwaukee, he was in his prime and essentially the best player in the league, and only maybe half of his years, if that. Well, yeah, I'd say half of his time with L.A., he was the best player in the world in his prime. So Kareem did it. It's no skin off his back. Tom Brady, you mentioned, he did it. He'll always be a New England Patriot. But nobody's mad at him. Because he left and went to Tampa Bay.
Well, they did boo him in New England. That's not.
Well, yeah, they're the upset. But they cheered him, too. Yeah, they cheered him.
I'm just saying,
that.
Once the game started, they booed him.
As they should have. Right. They should have. But they still love him there, no doubt about that. But it's just, I get it, right? We grew up in the romantic era, and it wasn't all that romantic because the players didn't have as much freedom as they deserved and as they have now. But guys stayed for the most part. For whatever reason, most guys, obviously a few didn't. But I'm not there anymore. If Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee, great. I'm going to be quite honest. I like to see what he does over these next few years of his contract. He signed up for the next several years with the Bucks. I like to see him play that out, see how many more championships he can win. And then I'm just going to say it, there's nothing against the Bucks. I'd love to see him move on because it adds excitement. The best stories. A lot of them, not all of them. A lot of the best stories are when guys move on and now there's intrigue. What is Durant going to do in Brooklyn? What is Harden going to do in Brooklyn? What was he going to do in Houston? You know, LeBron, what's he going to do with the Lakers? What was he going to do with Miami? It does create great storylines, and that's what this is all about to a large degree. So I would have no issues whatsoever if he left. If he wins, Rob, say 2 more ring or even 1 more ring with Milwaukee, I do think it would really be an interesting story to see if he could go somewhere else and win another championship. You know, let's face it, Kawhi Leonard won it in Toronto. That's part of the thing. Can he deliver the Clippers, the moribund Clippers, a championship? It's a good story. Makes for good discussion.
Yeah, but it also if he also stayed there and was able to win and maybe with this group, Chris, and then a couple years pass and they get some other players and win a couple more with a different group, you know, like that works as well. Tim Duncan did it.
No doubt.
That's a good story too. Like after you win and say the moves are made and you got to rebuild it or add some new pieces, Chris, because the storyline might not be Giannis going somewhere, but adding pieces to him in Milwaukee to rebuild it. So there's another storyline, but that's someone else moving. So I get what you're talking about, storylines and whatnot, But I think he can have a new storyline even in Milwaukee if new players and different players join him.
No doubt. But I mean, imagine, and I'm just throwing this out. I'm not trying to get people in New York excited. Imagine, though, if he won another ring or two with the Bucks and then said, I'm going to New York to deliver them a championship. You couldn't get a better story. Now, maybe it wouldn't work. Maybe it would. Who knows? But at the time, at the moment, you couldn't ask for a more exciting story. So Giannis, as we both said, made man, can do whatever he wants.
House money. He's got house money. People die. Chris, I was talking to Rob G before the show, and I just said, people in their lifetime, right, they don't always get to see their team win. That's all people want, right? Can my team win once or twice, Chris, right? You growing up, can I see them win once or twice? And I'm good. And think about the Cub fans who waited 107 years, Chris. A lot of people went their whole lives who were Cubs fan, and they never won. Right. They never saw them win. I remember when the Cubs won, people were like, I can die now. I'm good.
Right.
One time. Right. And he's done that in Milwaukee already.
He said in Milwaukee. I don't think, Rob, and look, is he a guy that eventually could one day be in the GOAT conversation? Who knows? We'll see. He's obviously got to do a lot of winning. If he won in Milwaukee a few times, went somewhere else and won, I don't think it hurt him in the GOAT discussion if he ever gets to that point. And he may, Rob, leaving doesn't mean joining a super team. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean going to somebody else's team. Doesn't mean going there with a bunch of stars. It might just mean going somewhere else where they got some pretty good players and you think you can win with them. So we'll see. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Would Giannis' reputation take a hit if he decides to leave the Bucks in a few years? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm gonna let this rock for a little while. It is a Worship Wednesday after all, and we can all use a little inspiration. Yeah, boy. 877-99 on Fox. You are live with Chris and Rob from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and you get to weigh in now. If Giannis were to leave Milwaukee in a few years to play elsewhere, would you have a problem with it? Would his image take a hit? Let's hear what you got to say.
All right, let's kick it off here on a Worship Wednesday with Andrew in Minnesota. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andrew?
Appreciate you having me on. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, buddy.
When it comes to Giannis, look, I don't know if his image would take a hit. I think that would have to do a lot with him winning or not in the future, regardless of who he's with. That being said, I personally hate all the moving around. I like when players on separate teams hate each other. Yes. They hate, you know, interdivision teams. They're battling it out. I think back to just, you know, Jordan and the Bad Boy Pistons and how much they hated each other when they were playing each other. And I look at someone like, I don't know, Russell Westbrook right now, who's hopping around teams. It's hard to even keep up with at this point. And it's frustrating. Like, how are you even supposed to take a rivalry seriously? I love what Giannis is doing because I think it brings meaning behind the Milwaukee Bucks and any rivalry that they have. And I think when any good players are just hopping together, looking to create some team and team up, it really gets rid of, like, the actual game on the court. I know you were mentioning storylines earlier. Well, I like when the game looks good and on the court, where they're battling it out, it's physical, and they truly don't like each other.
Andrew, please tell me, I have to find out how old you are, because you sound like a throwback, but you might be older, so you're not a throwback.
Sound how, young, yeah.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
Wow. Wow. That is a mature call, man. Yes. Cuz this is not in your realm. This is not what you've watched or been accustomed to, and Chris and I, we've covered the league when they were fighting and the Knicks beat up Michael Jordan and the Pistons and the Celtics and Lakers hated each other.
And they didn't want to play with each other.
And they didn't want to play. Like, the idea of it. I remember right. when they were trying to trade Isaiah to the Knicks so that Patrick Ewing could beat Michael Jordan. And he was like, I'm not going to Patrick's team.
But think about that, Rob. I mean, you had one of the, top three centers in the world in Ewing.
Yep.
You had the second best point guard in the world next to Magic Johnson and Isaiah. And today, they'd be playing together. They would be playing together to take down the mighty Michael Jordan. And I got to admit, it'd be a great story, but you got to love the attitude of, I'm not playing with him, and we haven't won a championship yet.
Right.
And I might never win a championship, but I'm not going to play with him. I want to beat Patrick instead of joining.
Yep, no doubt. That's pretty amazing, Chris, for Andrew right there. Let's go to I got my phone here. Let's go to Christian.
You got
to
get rid of that flip phone.
In
man.
Utah. I know it takes time to flip it up. Christian, in Utah, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Christian?
Hey, guys. I think I'm jumping on the same train as you guys. I think Giannis has earned his freedom of choice because he's won. I mean, when you win, right. you're allowed to make your own decisions. Like, LeBron going to Miami was kind of out of pocket because he hasn't won in Cleveland yet. So right. I think that's the big difference.
Big difference. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and staying in Milwaukee is going to be the harder decision. So kind of going against one of your colleagues, Jason McIntyre, he's saying that leaving is the easier thing than staying, and that which is kind of ridiculous. But Giannis has earned it. I think he can make whatever decision he wants. And if he stays, that's awesome. And if he leaves, that's great too, because he's earned it. Thanks,
no,
guys.
All right. No doubt.
Yep. Good. Nope, and I think, I don't know if he mixed up with McIntyre saying he was leaving the Bucks would be easier than staying. I agree with that. The hard thing, Rob, for Giannis to do would be to stay in Milwaukee, I think. Wouldn't you agree with that?
At this point?
Yeah, because he still doesn't have a sec. I mean, Chris Middleton has emerged as a star, legit. But you know what I mean? He doesn't have a superstar.
No, the caller had it right.
He doesn't have
Chris.
A super team. Super team.
What is it, Rob?
The caller had it right.
He said that it would be easier to stay than to leave.
Oh, well, I think the caller said it'd be easier for him to leave.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think it'd be easier for him to leave.
Can we not have a Laura Ingram segment team. Where nobody knows what's going on? Did you see that?
All right. On that note, we got Rick Kambler coming up. We'll talk to him about this and so much more regarding the NBA. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covers the NBA for SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's a host there. He's a friend of the show. We all go way back with him.
Yes, sir.
Rick Kambler, what's up, brother?
What's happening?
Chris. Rob, Odd Couple, thanks for calling me back, man. I'm happy to be back on with you guys.
Nah, it's great to have you. We appreciate you. Are you kidding? Come on, Rick. You know it.
Great to have you on. And there's so many places to go. Let's start in Brooklyn. We saw last night they got hammered by the Golden State Warriors. They haven't played well against the top teams they faced. They're 2-4 against teams above 500. Milwaukee beat them. Chicago beat them. Obviously, the Warriors beat them. Charlotte also beat them. So where do you think the Nets are headed? Are you concerned? Because for them, it's championship or bust. How concerned are you about them? And to me, the big question is James Harden. Because I think even without Kyrie, if Harden is Harden, then they got a shot. But he hasn't been Harden, in my opinion, all season long. So what are your thoughts on those two topics with the Nets?
Yeah, if James Harden can get back to 35 point per game, James Harden, it's not going to happen. But I'm presenting sort of a farcical theory to make the point that you just talked about their losses, and I talked about this today with Antonio on Give and Go. The Nets have five losses this year. They're all to good teams, and they're all by double digits. And the reason they lost those games, many of those games, Kevin Durant had a good game. Last night was an exception, but many of those games he played well, they still lost. And it's obvious as we welcome the elephant in the room named Kyrie Irving and that whole thing, they don't have enough offense, guys. You've got Kevin Durant doing his thing at about 30 a game. Harden is humming along at 20 a game with goodies right now. And so he's fine, but obviously they need more from him. Here's the problem. Third leading scorer is LaMarcus Aldridge at 12. Fourth leading scorer is Joe Harris at 11, and he's out now. And you got Patty Mills, their fifth leading scorer, at 10 a game. The Nets are 17th in points per game in the NBA, 107.9. And you think about them last year, like historically good on the offensive end, but they had the big three. So it's like kind of obvious, but, I mean, you watch the games and Kyrie's fading off into the distance and the back memory of NBA fans. His absence is still glaring for the Nets. That's why they are losing by double digits to these good teams. And Chris, to take it a step further, I think the Nets are screwed. Not only do I think they don't have a chance, they don't have a chance. Like, there are teams you can manufacture a chance for, right? Milwaukee, Miami, Philadelphia. Like, you can talk about them and concoct a way where they could win it all. I can't do it with the Nets right now. And you could say, well, they got the best player in the world in Kevin Durant. I get that. It's not working right now. And if it's
Rick,
not working out, it's going to work in the
Rick,
playoffs.
I'm stunned that 14 games into the year, you're talking about that they can't win a championship with Kevin Durant and James Harden. I want this on the record that you believe this team can't win, all right? So, Rick, that's what you're saying.
They will not win the championship.
Okay, because Kyrie I saw a Milwaukee Bucks team that everybody said Giannis was idiotic to stay in Milwaukee. He could never win a championship. I saw a Phoenix Suns team that was able to make it to the finals because along the way, three or four people got hurt. There's all kinds of things. Kevin Durant stepped, and you said last year, they didn't have all three of those guys at the same time last year. They played 11 games together in the regular season. Not at one time did they have all three. And I'm just saying, they're not playing the greatest, but to act as if they can't win Kevin Durant – dude, I think that's way hyperbole, over the top. And I think you'll look back at it and then you'll change your mind and say, well, I didn't know that Kevin Durant was going to do this. And I didn't know that Harden was going to ball out or whatever. I just think, Rick, that is unbelievable that you think they have no shot to win. But you know what? It's on the record. We'll bring you back when they don't win the championship or don't get there. Or when they get there, we'll bring you on, and I'll pour barbecue sauce on your back, okay?
Yeah, you can, as Shaq likes to say, you can turn me into barbecue chicken at that point.
Yes.
That's fine. They just don't have enough right now. And James Harden, again, that's why I started with, if he can go back to being the Wilt Chamberlain version of James Harden, it'll work.
But he don't have to play that great. He don't have to play that great.
I think if he could give them 26 and 10 or 26 and 9.
He don't have to play 35 points.
And be aggressive. You know, like his points are a bit passive nowadays. And I'm waiting to see, look, is it because of the new officiating rules? Or is it because, as he's saying, he's still working his way back from the hamstring injury? It's getting hard to believe that. I mean, we've been playing long enough. He should be balling now.
All right, let me ask Rick about the Lakers.
I'm
going
to
give him that excuse
that.
Right now. You know, I'm going to give it to him because I want him to be right, but I'm questioning that. Let me throw this at you, Rick. Let's stay with this game, Rob, before you move on. The other side, Golden State. Do you think they are legit, meaning they could win the championship? And if you want to, obviously they're getting Clay back and Wiseman, so you can factor that into your answer as well. But are they a legit championship contender now?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I needed to see last night, guys. And I would have said they're a legit championship contender before last night, but just the strength of schedule piece for me needed to be addressed by this team in a litmus test on the court. You have an 8-game homestand. We talked to Bob Fitzgerald, their play-by-play guy, yesterday. He said that's the longest homestand he can remember for this team, okay? And he goes back a long ways with them. 9 of their first 12 at home, many of them against crappy teams. And so, all right, your numbers are off the charts, leading the league in scoring. You're the best defensive team. Your analytics are phenomenal. But you've got a lot of games against OKC and Houston and teams like that. Go on the road in a big house against the big boys and shut them down. All right, the Warriors go into Brooklyn last night. Obviously, no Joe Harris, and that's a factor. But, you know, no Clay, no Wiseman, right? All right, so and you obviously have no Kyrie. Guys are shorthanded. They kicked their ass, guys. That was an 18-point beatdown, and it really wasn't close. And I never felt, after about halfway through the first quarter, I'm like, this game's over. Like, Golden State's got them. Once they sort of put the clamps on the defense, actually, guys, I'll take it deeper into the game. It was in the second quarter when I got that vibe, because they just swarmed on defense, played that killer perimeter defense style where they just suffocate you. They don't let you do anything. And I'm like, okay, they're doing this against Durant and Harden. And so I needed to see that. Now, I believe that they flushed the strength of schedule disclaimer down the toilet last night. They went into Brooklyn and kicked the Nets' ass.
On one game when they beat the Lakers, the Kings, OKC, Memphis, OKC, the Pelicans, Houston, Atlanta, Minnesota. Those are their wins.
Well, but you're there's talking a,
there's
to me
ten,
like
there's
the
a 10 juicy wins.
But you're talking to me like the Nets are the greatest team of
no,
all time.
No, but I'm asking
so
you. I'm asking you. No, but I don't. But one game in the NBA in November? Really, Rick? So you're telling me if the Nets beat them like they did, you would say the Nets are going to the finals off of that game? Come on,
no,
Rick.
No,
that
no,
doesn't
no,
even
no,
make
no.
sense.
I would have. No, just time
they
out.
They beat the Lakers too, Rob.
The Brooklyn Ooh. Nets.
The Lakers State. Are under 500, though. We're talking
no,
about teams
but
over.
They beat them with LeBron. Golden
like
State.
I said, last night, what Rob, last night was not a litmus test for me for the Brooklyn Nets. Last night was a litmus test for the Golden State Warriors, who this is by far their biggest challenge of the year by far. That's why it's not just a night in November. That was a statement game last night and a team that I
What's
think the
Warriors statement? What's
needed,
the statement that the Warriors are going to win the finals? Game. What's the statement? What? Just tell me what the statement is.
The statement is that you all are saying out there that our strength of schedule is why you know we're 11-2 and why our numbers are so great. It's not the strength of schedule. We are that good, and they proved it last night, kicking the Nets' butt by 18 points in their building.
All right. That is our man, Rick Kemp. Rick, first of all, I apologize for
you
my
You don't have to apologize
partner.
For me.
How
Hell no.
I'm the nice
Hell
one.
Hell no.
I'm the
Rick,
nice one. You see, we are
Rick,
the icon.
You don't have to worry about it, Rick. You already know, Rick. It comes from basketball, me and you pushing back. That's all it is, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You know it.
My goodness.
Chris, go
nice
apologize. Don't
you,
apologize for me
nice
like I'm,
you.
Like you came to our house
if
and I made a scene in front of
you. If I was a guest on Rob Parker's show and he treated me like that, I'd be looking for him. I'd be looking for him. All right?
All right, Rick.
No, Rick, it's all love, brother. You know that. Good job, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Call anytime.
Yeah, yep. Appreciate it.
All right. Not everything in sports should be for sale. We'll get into that next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Lakers, Bucks underway in Milwaukee. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City. It is not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but Chris, it will be.
Yay.
Trust me, at some point. All last right, night,
just don't say it.
I went 2-1. I want
to hear you do this without saying it. You know what I'm talking about.
I went 2-1 last night. The lone loss, of course, was the Nets blowout loss to the Warriors. So, all right, here we go tonight. I got Bucks -9 against the Lakers. I just don't have any confidence in the Lakers, especially on the road. I know 9 points is a lot.
Hey, they're up 2-0.
Oh, who, the Lakers? Oh, yeah, I'm lost. Can I get out of the bet? All right. So I got the Bucks -9 in Milwaukee. I have the Pacers -6.5 at the Pistons, Chris. The Pistons
are
so bad.
Safe. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't bet on the Pistons. I know they've won 2 games, but it just seems to be bad. And New Orleans is another bad team. They're in Miami tonight. I got them -7.5. Heat -7.5 against the Pelicans. So there you go. Maybe we can get some shekels tonight. I'm not telling you to bet.
Here we go.
But I'm telling you who I bet on. All right,
It clearly is the law.
No, it's no law. I'm just saying.
It has to be. It has to be. All right, so Rob, you got issues with the Staples Center being renamed the Crypto.com Center. And apparently, Rob G, you're a big Lakers fan, they're going to be calling it the Crypt, right? I love that. I got it. The Crypto.com
really?
Center sounds ridiculous. But the Crypt, Lakers taking on the Suns at the Crypt tonight. I like it. It's a tough place to play. We got to go to the Crypt. Yo, you don't just roll up in the Crypt and get an easy win. I love it. I got to admit, that sounds good.
Let me tell you, it is as bad as it gets for a storied franchise like the Lakers, who are running around like the idea that they don't have an arena with a name that has some meaning. It bothers me. You know what I'm saying, Chris. There's certain teams. You don't think the Yankees could make a gazillion dollars if they rename Yankee Stadium? How about the Dodgers instead of Dodger Stadium if they took a name? There's certain franchises that just won't do it. No matter how much money's out there, everything shouldn't be for sale. It just shouldn't be. And now here's the bad part, Chris. Down the road, when you're talking about a game you went to, you remember we went to, was it Staples Center or was it the Crypt back then? I don't remember, but we were at the game, and you don't even know where you are. The Astros used to play at Enron Field, and then Enron went out of business. Remember that? And now it's Minute Maid Park. And there's other stadiums that have been changed their name. Mile High in Denver is something I don't even know. Chris, you know what a stadium they play in Denver? Nobody knows. What? Why? Do you got to make every nickel, every dime? Can't there be some stadium integrity? My God.
You know who you sound like?
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn.
You sound like an old man. First of all, Rob, you're late. You're decades late. All right? Yeah, back in the days when we had the Forum, when we had the Spectrum.
The Garden.
The Boston Garden. That was fine, but we're decades away from that. Boston now plays in the TD Garden. All right? That's somebody bought that name, those naming rights. You act like the Staples Center was just some great name that the Lakers thought fit. Staples is a franchise. I'm sure you've been there to get some notebooks or some pencils or something.
No,
nothing special.
But I'm talking about we go. They keep changing it. Like every 10 years, it'll be something else. Kids will grow up where they don't even remember what place they went to. Look at the teams you're talking about, Chris, who haven't taken the money. Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks.
Come on, now the Knicks, you can't tell me that they can't take American Express's money for that place, Chris? The American Express Arena or whatever they want to call it? Sure they could.
The Knicks make money hand over fist, even though their team is terrible. But honestly, Rob, if they played in the American Express Garden, it wouldn't be any different to me at this point. I get it. It sounds ridiculous. When I first heard things like Value City Arena, Staples Center, Wells Fargo Center, all that, it was ridiculous, right?
Chase.
Yeah, right. But now we're used to it. The Chase Center. I mean, Staples Center is a prime example, right? There are kids growing up, we heard it today, complaining. Oh, well, it's not going to be the same. I always grew up thinking of the Staples Center. The Staples Center sounded ludicrous when they first gave it to him. It sounded like McDonald's Arena or the Burger King Dome. What is it in New Orleans? The Smoothie Center?
No, isn't it the Popeye's Chicken Center? What is it called?
The Blender. They try to get people to call it the Blender, but I don't know if it's stuck. But it's just a different day, Rob.
No,
and you do sound like, who does he sound like again, Alex?
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
It's too late, Rob. It's a different day.
It ain't too late.
Hey,
it
kids,
you don't have to take money. My God. Enough with the money grab. Everything's a money grab. Have some cojones. Be like the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have an unbelievable franchise that's worth a gazillion dollars. Chris, they get 4 million fans every year, and they'll never change the Dodger Stadium.
No, they won't.
I'm telling
you,
they won't.
Okay,
they'll never change Yankee Stadium.
Big whoop! Does that make Yankee Stadium any better than the crypto.com, cryptocurrency.com?
No, because those companies go out of business, and then you don't know where you are.
I tell you what, I'm gonna get into the cryptocurrency.